everybody. Thanks for listening to Capstone Investment Financial Group's podcast. And today we'll just kind of give you an update on the markets and kind of what you all have been familiar with is the merger with Schwab. And I'm here with, my name is Ryan Turbyfill, and I'm here with Lindsay Schimmick. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how is everyone today?
Good. It's been a good summer, but it's wrapping up as kids head back to school. Anyways, Lindsay, it's been a good recovery to the start of the year, but the last couple weeks have been a little bit of a correction. What do you think's going on?
We had, like you said, a good recovery, but some pullback after the Fitch downgrade of the U.S. debt. And but we had some good earnings for quarter two, but a few upward revisions.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be interesting after a good recovery, after a crappy year in 2022, and you know, I think the Fitch downgrade in the U.S. debt, stating that the U.S. had too much debt and that the politicians kind of fooled around with the debt ceiling, was no surprise, but a reason for some investors to take some gains. But yeah, look forward to the rest of the year. So kind of an alternative, Lindsay, that we're using quite a bit that we like is the bond market. What are you thinking? What are you doing for some of your clients on the bond market front?
Well, we're really liking the bond market. We're seeing some treasuries and CDs that have that are 2 years and under with around 5.5%, which we think is great. So we're really, at least we, that is something that we could take advantage of. So that's something that's kind of, I don't know if you say exciting, but you know, at least some opportunity there.
Yeah, no, it is nice to get a kind of that guaranteed 5.5%. You know, kind of roughly from 2 years and under on CDs or treasuries. And yeah, it's a nice complement to portfolios with volatility. So definitely an option that we'll keep entertaining and a little more confident in the bond market now that interest rates, you know, seem to have plateaued for the most part. May get a little more rate increases or not, but where we think we're kind of at the end of the rate hiking cycle or close to. So it's making us more confident in the bond market. So Lindsay, there's you and I, and I think everybody here knows kind of our roles as advisors in Capstone. How's everybody else doing in Capstone?
I think everybody's doing really well. I think they're still loving life and living the dream at Capstone.
Yeah. Bill's doing well. The man you know is as well as Candace and, Jamie as well. And, in New York when he comes out and visits us here about once a quarter. So. So I guess we'll go on to the news that most people are kind of listening to or seeing their mailbox full of is the transition from TD Ameritrade to Schwab. If you could just kind of give a brief thing there, what kind of transpired in that merger?
Well, so this has been happening. This isn't just new. This has been happening for a good year now, but it's just finally becoming official. And we're going to see this finally be done the day after Labor Day. So is that September 5th, correct?
Yep.
And with that, though, we've had some confusion with clients. Have had a little bit of confusion. We've had some confusion, but we've worked through that. Some concerns and a lot of questions. And we're trying to answer everything and trying to address everyone's concerns, but one of the main things that we want to reiterate is that your relationship with us and with Capstone is not going to change, not one little bit. Our clients will still be our clients. We'll still be your advisors. Bill and Candace will still be reaching out. So nothing is going to change. We have the same roles. Candace and Bill have the same roles. You'll have the same fees. There's no extra fees. You don't have Schwab fees on top of our fees. So I think that was a big thing that some people were concerned about. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, so just kind of back to a little bit. So, yeah, so you know, Schwab bought TD Ameritrade back in November 2019, and they're finally just merging after a bunch of approvals. So kind of this merger was not kind of a decision by Capstone. However, I do think it'll be a good thing, isn't that Schwab has tons of technology and stuff like that to offer. Merging two of the biggest firms together, but this is, you know, worldwide, you know, so it's not just Capstone, but again, we don't work for Schwab or TD. That's just kind of who we have as a custodian to hold your assets. And so, yeah, I think ultimately it'd be a good change. Change isn't fun, but thanks for kind of addressing that. That relationship with Capstone, a lot of change in one one bit as far as kind of relationships, fees, etc. Some other people have asked too of how will their account change, and nothing will change on that. Both you know, whatever you hold in your accounts currently will transfer over. We'll continue to do the same management on the accounts that we have. So not only will your every holding that you have transfer over exactly as is, but if you have a bank link linked to your account, and then we have instructions to where we pull money in for contributions each month, or we send you distributions each month, each year, whatever it is, any instructions are going to move over as well, and we will double check, make sure all those are in place, but nothing to fret there. Another question I got, Lindsay, too, is, you know, between Schwab and TD, how will their investment returns change in this transition?
Yeah, so those won't change at all. Like you know, we decide what you're invested in along with our conversations with you, with our clients. The market obviously plays the major role, the economy, etc. So whether TD or Schwab or whoever is holding your money, your returns aren't going to change. That won't have any effect.
Yeah, no, good point in that. Yeah, they're just who holds the assets, and you know, a lot of the stuff that we own are individual stocks. You know, we'll hold the Vanguard fund or iShares fund, right, which we just try to find the best in class, you know, which has no determination on TD or Schwab. You know, another one too that people have just gotten recent mailings on are about the wrap program, and in some conversations I've had with clients are, you know, everybody on, you know, listening to this that are current clients, with very few exceptions, are on what's called a wrap program, in that, you know, they pay us a fee, Capstone agreed upon fee, you know, when they first engaged Capstone to be their advisor, and inside of that fee that we deduct from accounts includes wraps, hence the word wrap, in the investment management, any trading fees, the financial planning, you know, any conversations that we have, you know, whether it's tied to your financial planning, talking to you about, you know, mortgage rates, anything else is all wrapped into that fee. There's nothing extra. So you will get a disclosure from Schwab talking about the wrap fee, but that's what it is. And you guys have been on a wrap fee for almost all of you for quite a while, and we'll continue to do so. And like Lindsay said at the beginning, no fees will change there. So, to Lindsay, you said that you had some questions too, the Schwab investment advisor advertisements. What? Tell me a little bit of some of those questions you've gotten.
So, I've gotten some of these questions, as well as I have also seen these advertisements on social media, mostly on social media. Just why am I? So, why are you guys? Why am I seeing Charles Schwab investment advisor advertisements? They're you know, promoting their business, obviously, but. They are not part of your investment team. We are still your investment team. Ryan, I, and Jamie still meet every month, and you guys will still meet with us. So that's, I guess you'd say, kind of outside. That's kind of what Schwab does on their own, but that does not affect you guys as clients. That does not affect us. In no way are they part of your investment team. So even if you do see that, or you see an advertisement that they have financial planning, or they can talk to you about your investments, they're not your advisors in any way.
Yeah, and two, just kind of on that, is that on the same front, you know, a question that I think we both have gotten is that we lose kind of that small company feel, that a lot of people have grown to love kind of that personal connection with us, you know, whether it's Candace, Bill, you or I, and that's not changing at all. Like I said, you know, whether it's Schwab or TD is the custodian, it doesn't matter. You know, you're not going to call Schwab directly or TD directly like you have before. You call your advisor, and we're not going to ever stick you with a 1-800 number. And so that's not going to change our culture. Everything else will stay the same regardless of where your accounts are held. We're still the advisor. And two, will you still be offering services such as financial planning, you know, the investment advice that we do, you know, just kind of being that all-encompassed financial service company, Is that still staying the same, Lindsay?
Yep, that still stays the exact same. Nothing is changing. And in fact, if you ever want a full description of what we offer, you can go to our website. It will, you know, our exact services, and that is not going to change whatsoever.
Yep, and you know, most of you know, we have an office in Colorado Springs and in the Denver Tech Center. Any changes there, Lindsay?
Nope, we are still both in Colorado Springs, and the Tech Center, splitting our time between both, so
yep,
not
yep.
changing at all.
That'll continue, and then same thing, you know, you'll still be meeting with either Lindsay or I in person, Zoom, phone calls, whatever you prefer, but we're still your main point. And again, none of that's changing, so just kind of sum it up that nothing's changing here other than just creating your Schwab blog on, which you've gotten some emails about, but feel free to reach out to Lindsay, Bill, Candace, or I if you have issues with that, but that's really all you need to do, and nothing else will change. But as always, you know, I think this will be a good transition, kind of merging the technologies from Schwab and TD Ameritrade, especially for us advisors that work on your accounts quite often, and so that'll be a good thing. And two, you know, I think that you know, clients won't see much change once they create their login. It'll be smooth sailing from here. But as always, feel free to reach out and have any questions, whether it's this merger, the market, or kind of running through your financial plan and kind of updating. Or if you have not done a financial fingerprint with us, please reach out. Again, thanks for your confidence, Capstone, and always reach out to Lindsay or I with questions. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.